This is the oldest, the driest, and the highest non-polar desert in the world. According to NASA, the Atacama is the closest thing on Earth to the rugged, arid terrain of planet Mars. Long stretches of the Atacama Desert are located on South America's Andes Highlands at over 4,000 meters above sea level. Llamas and guanacos are at home here despite extreme temperatures that can drop to minus 10 degrees. But for undocumented migrants, it's one of the most treacherous environments on Earth. We find this small group of young Venezuelans who've just made the journey across the Bolivian border into Chile.
You can die trying to get here. The cold is indescribable. We had to leave two others behind. They may not make it.
I thought I wouldn't survive. I couldn't breathe.
It's a 5,000-kilometer journey from Venezuela to Colombia, then Ecuador, down to Peru, and then from Bolivia into Chile, the final destination.
It took me almost 5 months to get here. I was robbed and had to walk from Peru.
They're grateful for the bag of fruit we're able to give them. They say they've had nothing to eat for at least 3 days and almost no water. Or money. So they keep walking in the direction of Chile's capital, Santiago, another 2,000 kilometers south. This is another telltale sign that migrants have passed by here. It looks like they came here for shelter, spent the night in this adobe dwelling that's used by the sheep herders, the llama herders, during the spring and the summer. What they did after that was to start getting rid of what they were carrying. And we see this all along the road because they're simply too exhausted to carry their things any longer. 17-year-old Jorge has only kept a sheet. His feet are cracking from walking so much. At the first Chilean border town, Colchane, Dr. Guillermo Tapia is on call 24 hours a day.
Many of the migrants are asthmatic, which causes difficulty in breathing at this altitude. Add acute dehydration and intense cold, they end up with hypothermia. We have seen multiple deaths caused by it. At the end, the victim starts taking off his or her clothes, thinking they are not hot instead of freezing.
But there are other hazards. Apart from robbery, many migrants who can't pay traffickers or Bolivian police to allow them to cross into Chile say they've been victims of sex abuse. Once here, the danger isn't over either, says Colonel Andres Arenas.
Smugglers locked up a group of 49 Venezuelans who couldn't pay in a house 190 kilometers from here. We found them last week thanks to one of the victims, a child, who called his mother, who in turn alerted us. The traffickers, by the way, were Venezuelans themselves.
The route is becoming a magnet for criminals to prey on undocumented migrants who are not legally allowed to be in Chile. Yet they keep coming, driven by desperation to make money to send to those left behind at home. It's like a gold rush, with no guarantee that the risk will be worth it. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Colchane, Chile.